In this video, we will talk about hospitality without pressure. Microchurches often grow through invitation. Someone invites a neighbor to dinner. Someone welcomes a coworker to a prayer gathering. Someone opens a home for scripture and conversation. Someone says, "Would you like to join us?" This is simple, but it is also deeply biblical. Romans 12:13 says to be given to hospitality. 1 Peter 4:9 says, "Be hospitable to one another without grumbling." Hospitality is not merely food, chairs, coffee, or a clean living room. Hospitality is embodied welcome. It is making space for people as whole persons. But hospitality must never become pressure. A microchurch invitation should feel like a gracious open door, not a sales pitch. We are not trying to trap people, manipulate emotions, or make people feel guilty. We are inviting them to taste Christian community, hear scripture, experience prayer, and see the love of Christ in ordinary life. A helpful phrase is, "We are gathering a few people for scripture, prayer, and encouragement. No pressure, but you would be very welcome." That sentence gives clarity and freedom. Another phrase might be, "We are starting small and learning together. You can come once and see whether it is helpful." That lowers anxiety. It also protects the gathering from becoming personality-centered or hype-driven. A common mistake is inviting too aggressively. Some leaders are so excited that they overwhelm people. They talk too much. They promise too much. They push too hard. That can damage trust. Another mistake is inviting without boundaries. A home gathering still needs wisdom. Think about children, food allergies, transportation, confidentiality, safety, and appropriate communication. Warmth and structure belong together. In some cultures, a meal invitation may communicate friendship before faith conversation. In other settings, a direct Bible study invitation may be welcomed. In sensitive contexts, public promotion may not be safe. Wise microchurch planters listen before they invite. The organic humans framework reminds us that people are embodied souls. They bring fears, wounds, family stories, spiritual questions, and practical needs. A wise invitation honors the whole person. Hospitality without pressure reflects the heart of Christ. Jesus invited people. He welcomed people. He spoke truth, but he did not manipulate. So invite with courage, welcome with gentleness, make room at the table, and trust the Holy Spirit to work through faithful, peaceful, prayerful Christian presence.